morning, and welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. Here in A Chat in the Garden with Significance Blooms in Athletics and Sports. Hey, it is over the hump time in June, and I'm hoping you enjoy the June weather and celebrated June 10th and Father's Day. I had a blast. I took my husband to see Blackstreet, and we had a ball. So I hope you all are enjoying the summer. And hey, you know what we like to do here is plant some seeds. Plant some seeds so you can grow. And one of those opportunities did come about last week, and I'm really excited to share. We have partnered with Athletes Making Moves to provide you an opportunity to attend Name and Image and Likeness Combine. Well, your name, image, and likeness, better known as NIL, questions can be answered. And this is the second one they have had, and they have had some great feedback from the previous one. And I will say the founder is an attorney. That I have been watching for a while. She has her own podcast. And I was excited that she wanted to partner to let my audience know about the opportunity. So it is Friday and Saturday, July 29th and 30th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so we have partnered together, and you can win a pair of tickets. No, not a pair, just one, excuse me. You can win a ticket for yourself by looking for the post inside a Chat in the Garden Facebook group. And I'm looking for the most interesting question, okay? I'm looking for more in-depth question, let's say. And that person will win a ticket to the NIL Combine, and we're really glad to be able to bring such resources, because I will tell you, the situation with name, image, and likeness is a continuing, evolving situation. I don't want to say problem. I want to say situation, and we need to know how to navigate it better. I see some questionable practices, and it's questioning because I've been in this business for 30 years, and I kind of can see where I've been in a room where policies have been created. Let's put it like that. And I can see some of these great opportunities being molded a little bit, and I just want to be in a protective mode. And I teach about name, image, and likeness, and I got this from another colleague called Philly Ham, and he calls name, image, and likeness how you approach it. You have an offense and a defense, and the offense is about teaching the students about branding, about positioning themselves for the opportunity. And I like it from the sense that we can teach our student athletes how to become entrepreneurs themselves. Every last one of our students, Division 1, 2, and 3, NEIA, Junior College, can create their own clinic and get paid for it. Yes, that's the part I get excited about. And then the defense, which is what, you know, partnering with individuals such as this is preparing them to protect themselves. And one of the main things I would see is have a tax preparer. You'd be surprised. And again, this is really important. And the taxes depend upon what state you are in, you know. Do you have an LLC? Do you have a business? I'm talking about from an entrepreneur standpoint. And then if you're not, even if you were an influencer, I was telling a coach about a month ago, He was bragging about one of his friend's children getting a car as part of a name, image, and likeness deal. And I said, you know, they're still going to pay taxes on that. And he's like, ah! I said, yeah, they do. So these are the things that just don't, people get all excited about the celebration and don't slow down and think about the back door information you need to have. So I would, and I just got notification that there will be an opportunity to purchase a replay. And so, you know, it is a Friday and Saturday, and it is all day from 10 a.m. to 4:30 Central Standard Time. But I'm saying this is going to be crucial to get some information from. And I'm so glad that we have partnered with Athletes Making Moves. So she just sent me something as I just began to talk this morning here on the Chat in the Garden. She just said that has not advertised yet, but you know we're about to advertise it here, that you will be able to purchase a replay. So when I get that information, I will post that. Because I do have some individuals who are interested. Yes, I'm just letting her know, yes, I have people interested due to the time that is being with that. So let's put it like this. If you're interested in getting a replay, the purchase, let's be clear. I got to go ahead and purchase. This part's not the free part. To purchase a replay for July 29th and 30th. If you want to go live, I'm offering one ticket today. If you post and if you make a comment under the post that I posted today inside Chat in the Garden, a question, and it's got to be a good question, okay? It's a good question that we number one, I know you're going to represent well the garden when you end this session, okay? For more information, go to athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine. Again, go visit to athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine. Glad. And, you know, hey, you know. Now, I will tell you that I have a couple of tickets. And so those individuals who are already invested in one of our programs, meaning the media partner or the Advanced Academy, they receive their tickets. So let's be clear. If you're already a media partner and you're already an Advanced Academy member, you can put a question down, but you've already been vetted in that process, okay? Hey. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but my bags are actually packed. My clothes are packed. All my materials for the reception that we're having on Monday in Vegas is packed. I'm excited. We're still taking registrations. We got 30-plus individuals have already registered for our 8th annual Listener Appreciation Reception to take place Monday, June 27th at 7 p.m. at my timeshare. And we are going to celebrate, I call it significant signings, yes. We're going to celebrate those individuals who are in the magazine Significance in Athletics and Sports with a signing. And because I knew that if I purchased my magazine from an author, it might take 30 days for me to get mine. So I'm suggesting that all those that have registered, make sure that you use Amazon Prime to get your magazine in your hand before we leave for Las Vegas and bring it with you so you can get it signed. Okay, and we're going to, and who will be there to sign? Dr. Angel Mason. Dr. Ivana Rich, Natasha Wilson, Dr. Linda Bell, and Rob Knox. Come meet the Contributors Live and bring your Smithfield magazine to get signed and take pictures. So if you're not registered yet, please visit www.significanceandathletics.com. Again, www.significanceandathletics.com. And I cannot wait to see you in person on Monday night. Yes, in Vegas. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff to do in Vegas. Well, just make sure you put Monday down at 7 p.m. so we all can get together. And one of our newest partners is Seawall Foundation, offering media training for student athletes. With name, image, and likeness on deck, this is so important training. Kenny Waller, the founder, has extensive background with Seawall Sports Entertainment. She is one that interviews those individuals in the D.C. area. And I see some of her work. And it's interesting because I was watching a TV show, All American. I'm behind. I only wait to come from Netflix anyway. And I was watching this episode where I saw the young people selecting where they were going to college, and they were it was a combine. It was a high school combine, and all of the undecided individuals using the halftime to tell folks where they're going to go to college. So, you know, that's the thing. Almost everything is on some type of interview, on some type of platform. But we must, and we must start younger. We got to practice these kids how to do interviews. Yeah, it's a must. I'm talking about all the way down to AAU. So I would really say utilize this as you're planning for the next academic year of bringing this training to your campus. So that when we have light camera action, we will not have any sorry Miss Jackson moments. So more information, please visit info@seawallfoundation.org. Again, Seawall, W-A-L-L, foundation.org. And so, it's important to honestly take advantage of these opportunities because of the fact they found value in the garden. And I'm just so pleased with that. But you got to be able to utilize it, at least contact them and see, you know, the feasibility of bringing them to your campus. Because, again, they have partnered here because they feel it can reach their audience. Hey, talk to Zee Butler this week. She is the author of the book, 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete. And I'm reading from Welcome to the College Edition, a transitional guide for high school athletes. People, I 1,000% recommend this resource you get now so that when your students arrive for the fall of 2022, that they can utilize this document to prepare. And then, you know, in the preseason, you can utilize, say, look, let's talk about tip number 6. Or, today we're going to talk about tip number 7. Tip number 7. Make sure your classes are appropriate. Because I had a decent GPA from high school and junior college, 3.5, it was evident that I was a little advanced. By the time I made it to my four-year school, Stephen F. Austin State University, I figured it was time to choose a real major. I graduated with an Associate of Arts major in General Studies from TJC. I knew I loved math and wanted to dress classy, so the only thing I could think of was, hey, why not accounting? I was so excited to finally figure something out. However, one of my coaches saw that I had a good GPA and put me in a second-level accounting class. Ooh. I remember my first day of class. The professor was talking way too fast, and I just held my hand up. The professor was talking way too fast, and I just held my head down and wondered, what in the world is going on here? Help! I suppose I was looking so lost that someone who later became my friend came to me after class, introduced himself, and told me about a tutoring class, but unfortunately, I mainly missed due to practice. I made it all the way to my junior year and made it my first year in college. I was devastated. It's important to be informed about the courses you plan to take each semester. When is it time to make these decisions? It's common to hear, you will need these courses that go towards your major, or these are the courses that are offered this semester. I want you to be cognizant about taking an overload of tough courses in one semester. So make sure you're including each semester schedule. If courses are a challenge, you may inquire if some of the hard courses can be taken another semester. If you can, balance your schedule to include hard and easy courses. It's also normal to take basic courses your freshman and sophomore year. Usually students get into their major courses starting their junior year. So what if, just what if, you don't have that conversation with your student athletes? What if you don't even have the personnel to have an academic advisor to have that talk? This book right here will stimulate that conversation and answer some of those questions. Yeah, yeah. And I just think it's a great stepping stone to say, hey, how are you feeling about your courses? After, can you relate to tip number 7? Has this ever happened to you? Hey, this becomes a real good conversational piece. And I'm really, again, I feel so honored that Z. Butler finds the Chapman Garden as a great resource to share her resource. So to get your copy today, go to payhip.com/theballcode, PHEBALLCODE. Again, payhip.com, the ball code. PHEBALLCODE, and get your copy today. Yes, get your copy today. And you can contact Z. Butler on this site to find out how to purchase bulk purchases. Hey, I just got word today that I'm getting 10 copies of Success is My Major by Aisha Floyd to give away to the first 10 arrivals to the reception that we're having on Monday in Vegas. Yes, so I'm giving gifts. The first 10 individuals who arrive, not who register, who arrive at the Chapman Garden 8th Annual Listener Appreciation Reception will get the book, Success is My Major. Again, this is what we do in the garden. We plant seeds of empowerment to lead others to greatness. And I'm excited about this book, again, because I have personally purchased some of these books to use in my presentations, especially, and giving them as gifts of individuals. To just plant that seed and say, hey, this is something that I got a lot of because I love professional development books. But for to see a young person who's maybe even 30 years old write this type of book, I just really want to put it in your hands. Hopefully, I have more authors inside Chapman Garden. Talk about their experiences, just like Z. Butler, you know, she uses experiences to teach, and it becomes her what? Intellectual property. This is what I'm all trying to get you all to see, that, you know, write your own narrative. You know, you see something that you wish never had happened to someone else, write your own. That's what I did in my chapter called Public Figure Man. So, number one, make sure you are in the place, one of the top first 10 that arrive in Vegas at the reception on Monday. And if you're not coming to Vegas but you want to get the book, I would say go to successmajorbook.com. Successmajorbook.com. And honestly, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Not be disappointed in your purchase of this book. Well, tonight, I'm still on hiatus because I still got folks who need to be on the chat in the garden. I mean, contributors. But we just can't work on a date. So hopefully, I got two more individuals to pop on. But, you know, I understand that we had a great time last Wednesday when I just impromptu jumped in at 6 o'clock without using Zoom, the Facebook Live inside the group. And we had a great conversation. So I think I'll do the same thing today. I'm looking forward to jumping in and seeing, you know, as they said, what's cooking up in the garden, and see what kind of questions. And, you know, Dr. Kiki Baker Barnes joined me last week. You can still see it. It's still in the group. And we just talked about her adventures and what she has going on from AD to full-time commissioner. And, you just never know I remember one time I met a young lady that I had not met. She had just joined the group. And she just jumped right on in, and we got a chance to meet her. So I probably will, again, jump in at 6 o'clock tonight inside the Chat in the Garden Facebook group and see what's cooking, see what's going on and who we have. Two more things to share. Jolene Robinson, one of the women's coaches inside the CIAA, as she was a women's basketball coach for North Carolina Central when they were a powerhouse in Division II. And so, you know, she can coach women's. I said all that to say she wants to let you know it's time to take control of your health by getting more fruits and vegetables in your body. Bridge the gap between what you do eat and what you should eat. Contact Jolene Robinson of Stepping to Win. Stepping to Win. And she really wants to coach you through this process. You can text her at 980-298-2231. Again, 980-298-2231. Or email her at jrobinson@stepping, STEPPING, number2win.com. See what she has, what kind of plans she has for you to get to a healthy state. Yes, you know, just check her out and see what she has for you, okay? And, hey, I actually talked to this author this week. I kind of forgot what we were talking about. Oh, I was finding out, I know. I was, because she is a media partner, I was checking to see if she was going to be available to attend the Name, Image, and Likeness Summit. And so she was saying she had another conflict going on. That's one reason why I asked, will there be any replays opportunities? And I did find that to be yes. But, yeah, she also shared with me again her progress of writing her second book, because again, her first book is called Surviving the Lights, A Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoiding the Curse by Tawana Smith. Now, why is this so important for times such as this? Because our student athletes are getting money before they're professional athletes. And the whole purpose of that book was to avoid the curse of making money and losing money. And losing money and your shirt and your house and your car. And how to navigate that. What questions should you ask? Who should you have on your team? You know, and she has something about accounting. And she also has something about how, you know, you can love your family members, but sometimes they might not be the one to have on your team. You know, you trust them, but they're knowledge based. Let's just be honest. People have a heart, but they may not have, they might have the passion and the compassion for you, but they may not have the capacity to assist you in your next. And that's what our kids just don't understand. And you can't learn just by somebody you see on Instagram or what they're doing. No. So, and if you've never had a professional athlete in your program, I understand why you thought you might not have needed this book. However, all students, except for high school, less than in private school, have an opportunity to make money. And you need to really, really educate yourself so that you can assist them in advisement of picking the right team. Not the best deal when it comes to their image and likeness, but the best team as it relates to lawyers. Because the lawyer will be able to tell them what's a good deal. Kids trust you. So, again, personally, I like to say, look, read the book. Because, again, they take ownership of what they read versus taking my advice on something. Yes. So, I talk fast today, which I really should talk slower, because our guest today is on a delay. Now, I don't know if the delay means for good or not, but I got a text this morning saying that she apologizes, but she had to get on a plane this morning because plane was canceled last night. So she got on a plane this morning. Now, the only issue I have is that she announced these times, but she did not say what times these were, okay? And I have a feeling that, yeah, so she says, flight was canceled last night. You booked for 7 a.m. I will not arrive into Arizona until 9 a.m. Now, she didn't say that's Eastern Standard Time, Central Time, or whatever. I arrived home at 9:40. Now, I don't think she realized that it is live. So she says, text me. She says, text me and let me know if you're still free. So I told her if this was Eastern Standard Time, we still a go because we don't start until 10. So it could be that she is just landing at 10:40, maybe. So I'm going to keep talking. And our engineer will let me know if she happens to pop on. And so in the meantime, I have flooded our timeline inside of Chat in the Garden with lots of baseball. And to prepare myself for today, I even watched the documentary Life After Jackie. So our guest today is supposed to be Lonnie Murray, Major League Baseball Player Association Certified Player Agent. And baseball was my favorite sport. Baseball was my first favorite sport. And the interesting thing is I like baseball so much. Because, again, I'm in the fifth grade, and I'm from a small town. And when we had homecoming, everybody, for the football homecoming in October, That was the place to be. But this little sixth grader or fifth grader, I don't know which grade it was in, says, oh, no, I'm not going to the homecoming game. I'm going to stay home and watch the World Series. And I was a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. I was crazy about some Willie Stargell. You know, and a couple years ago, I came in contact with Willie Stargell's daughter, and I told her what a fan I was of Willie Stargell. And she just said, thank you. And so last night, the History Channel, I think the end of this month, the History Channel had a documentary about after Jackie, and it was just very interesting. You know, I'm very familiar with Kurt Flood and how he was really the start of how we ended up having free agency, not just for baseball, but for all sports, because, you know, you should have the option, you know, whether you be traded or not. And that came from a baseball player. And so I was excited. And then I know it's something I need to get to. I need to put that on my to-do list. I don't know if it's still playing now or not, but Tony Stone, those who know me know that Tony is my nickname, but there's a Tony Stone who is a woman who played in the Black Negro League. I believe she was a pitcher, and so she actually, I posted something that Lonnie said about that. But I just think it's very interesting. Again, most of my students in my class want to be agents, and so anytime I can come in contact with an agent, so that they can see. It's because anytime I come in contact with a woman, a Black woman agent, you know, I'm up on it. I'm up on it. And so I think Lonnie has been, you know, connected for some time now on LinkedIn. And, of course, she's a member of the Garden. And I was like, oh, I need to make sure that I have her in the Garden. And y'all know I'm actually booked now. I want to say I'm booked now to May. And so it's important. It's important to be able to show individuals what they can be and to celebrate them. Because, again, it's not easy being the first. It's not easy being the only. And it's just not enough to be able to say, I'm doing this for the next generation. You know, the generation that's just seeing it in real time needs to say something, you know, or say some encouraging words. Because it's not easy. It's not easy. And first thing I try to do is when I'm not familiar with it, I try to immerse myself and educate myself. So the more and more I dig down into, you know, more of what Lonnie has done, I'm just really impressed with that. So if she can't make it today, you know I'm going to get her on here some kind of way. Yeah, we're going to get her on here so that, which is interesting because I know, hey, the NBA playoffs are over. Football is not here yet. And so guess what? We're in baseball season. I'm a former sports information director, so I always think like I did as an SID, next season. What's the next sport that I have to get prepared for? And like I said, baseball was my first love. I've been to a couple of baseball playoffs, but I have to be honest, I don't know the players like I used to. And one of the things I wanted to talk to Lonnie about, because honestly, even as an athletic administrator, baseball was one of my first campaigns. I wasn't even athletic director yet, y'all. I saw that Reebok was giving money back to CIAA schools. I read it in the paper. And I went straight to the president's office. I said, I need that money. I need that money. Because my baseball players need to be able to play in the evening hours because they have to play during the day because they were playing at a middle school. And middle school had practice at the time that we needed to have our games. So needless to say, my baseball players were never in class in the spring. Needless to say, it was very hard to keep my baseball players eligible because they were never in class. So I'm a person trying to solve issues. So I said, hey, if I can go ahead and build a baseball field and we can play in the evening, I can keep my players eligible. So what did I do? I used my connections. I got a guy to give me a backhoe. I got some staff members. And we went out there raking rocks, trying to make this field. I got a local law firm, Eugene G, to purchase a backstop. I had softball fundraisers to get it going. And one thing I will say. I would not suggest that you go about the way I did. I was young. I didn't realize I needed to go through the chain of command. But my problem was the president was a family friend. And I learned very early on about chain of command. But, I mean, you know, people ask you how you doing, what you got going on. I think you're supposed to answer it. Yeah, my AD wasn't too happy with me. But here's the ironic thing. This was like the summer, like May, when I was raking these rocks and whatnot. And then the AD actually left that July. And that's when the president asked me to be the AD. So I was in motion. If you were one of my clients, I say, don't do what I did. It worked out for me. But, if you haven't built relationships with folks that can protect you and coach you and be able to say, that's not the way about doing this, I would not suggest that. It worked out in my favor because I would not be where I am today. And I was 28 years old. So I was young. But, again, baseball was my thing. I was trying to solve an issue. And, unfortunately, when I became athletic director, I could not, I couldn't attack my passion. I could not, I didn't have the time because I had other priorities. Again, now I am the athletic director and I have a teacher plan and I have to meet some other areas and I couldn't do my passion or my side project. And, but that's why I say, you know, baseball is my first thing. It's my first cause. And so I would suggest that, number one, you go check out, because it's online. I streamed it online. So type in After Jackie in your Google. Mr. Google will help guide you. You can watch it for free. And if you're one of my students or whatnot, you know I'm going to use it in class. In my race and junior class on Monday nights. The class is 3 hours. So, yes, we're going to probably watch this film and then make some comments. That's how I teach. And so, and also there's another document that I've used to teach from. It talks about baseball, and you'd be surprised about this. It was Kaepernick, Black and White, which is on Netflix. I really strongly encourage you to watch that. I don't know which episode it was, but the interesting thing, Kaepernick was a two-sport athlete in high school. And everybody thought that baseball was going to be his ticket out to college. But Kaepernick knew in his heart that he was a quarterback. He was a quarterback. And so he was a pitcher, and he was a quarterback. So these are both leadership roles, but he wanted to go to college to be a quarterback. I don't know if he wanted to go professional, but he wanted to go. He held out to get that. And, you know, if you don't know anybody, you need to know yourself by anybody else. But everybody was talking about how dumb he was and, you know, and not realistic and, you know, you should be happy and proud that people even want you to do that. And I don't think it's having to do with his decision, but he played travel baseball. And most of the discrimination that he experienced was from this baseball lifestyle. You know, they said that you need to shave your mustache off because you look like a hoodlum. Excuse me? Now, let's be clear. It was probably a peach fuzz. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a beard. But maybe it's because there's very few black people playing baseball. And I really don't know, but again, it leans itself to have great conversation about it. And I was really looking forward to asking, you know, she's a certified player agent. And from what I can see, her players are black players, black American players. And just like to hear that thought process. And if you're listening and you have a desire to be an agent, you know, hit one. And let's see what your thoughts are. Why do you want to be a play agent? What are your thoughts are? When my students ask me that in class, I say, what kind of relationship do you have with individuals now that are playing? Yeah, because if you can't make relationships with people on your campus, how do you think you're going to be able to do that after which? So that's just something to think about. So we're going to take a short break here in the Chat in the Garden. And when we return, we're going to see about what is going on as it relates to seeds and weeds.
Hi, I'm Savannah DeBros, the protector of athletes. Can you believe that we're almost at the one-year mark of name, image, and likeness? As a business and sports attorney, I help athletes, entrepreneurs, and business owners gain clarity on their NIL by understanding what it is and what it isn't, how to monetize it, and how to boost protection through contracts and federal registration. Want to learn more? Join me for the first annual NIL Combine event on July 29th and 30th and learn from industry experts that will help you reimagine and think differently about your NIL. RSVP today while space lasts at athletesmakingmoves.com/NIL Combine.
Hi, my name is Candy Waller, and I'm the president of the Seawall Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization established to enhance the transferable skills of student athletes. We are currently launching a media training course to prepare student athletes to effectively engage with the press and the public. To learn more, email us at info@seawallfoundation.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Did you know that athletic identity is one of the top three struggles athletes experience, especially in terms of their talent? My name is Zedrilyn Butler, and I am a former Division I NJCAA and NCAA women's basketball player. My book, 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete, is a great resource for parents, coaches, and supporters to equip their college athletes. Pick up your copy at www.payhip.com/theballcode. Together, we can beat athletic identity.
What's good, family? My name is Aisha Ford, former student athlete and author of the book Success is My Major. Now, when I was a student athlete, I went on a mission to maximize my college experience and prepare for the real world by studying successful people. And I lay out everything that I learned in my new book, Success is My Major. Everything from leadership development, character development, understanding how to transfer the skills that I learned on the court and how to use those in the real world. If you would like to learn more about the book, please visit successmajorbook.com or email me at Aisha@successismymajor.com.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of ANA Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving the lights? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Well, welcome back. I am Monique A.J. Smith. I'm trying to get one of my favorite people on the line, and she says she's at the hairdresser. And so I'm like, girl, come on anyway. I said, get your earplugs on, come on. And so two reasons why I want her on. Number one, I know she's a baseball friend. Two, number two, and really the main reason, because I am so excited. So, Jamla, if you see a 919 number, come on. Just jump her right in. Okay, yeah, she's coming on. Yay. So as soon as you see 919, let me know so I can introduce her. But, you know, I've been thinking about this. I said, you know what? I don't think I've had her on the podcast. I just thought about that a couple of weeks ago. But, all right, yay! Okay, yeah, I'm going to try to compose myself. So it is my honor, my extreme honor, to bring on a chat in the garden, April Emery. Yay, April!
I can't believe you put me on the spot like this. I told you I'm out in public getting my hair done, but of course I'll do it for you. I love you. I appreciate you. How are you?
I'm ecstatic. I didn't even hear my tears. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
yes,
I can hear your tears. But you really have me on a podcast in the middle of a hairdo thing. But we're gonna make it work. I'll do my best.
You always do great. Oh, my God. I got two things I got to say. Whenever I hear Jamla,
let me speak on the
Jamel Hill. I think about you.
Yes. Really?
Because.
Okay.
Because she tells it like a T-I-N, and I know you are going to tell it like a capital T-I-N.
Yeah, well, as long as you've known me, I've never pulled any punches about anything. So, yeah. Yeah, that's probably been an issue sometimes over the years. But no, that's something I believe in. Just, you know, telling your truth at all times, no matter how uncomfortable it makes others, or even at times how it, you know, it might make things uncomfortable for you. You just have to be honest, because I think that's where the most peace is always going to reside at the end of the day.
So, have you ever met Ms. Hill?
I met her actually at a COSTADA convention. I want to say we were in, it was a Florida location. It wasn't Marco Island, but she was at, And this, mind you, this was Jamel prior to, you know, his and hers, and before she was doing, especially the stuff she's doing now, before she did sports. And like, this was a while ago. I can't remember. It may have been Tampa. Maybe it was Tampa, but I feel like she and part of the ESPN crew were there. And, mm-hmm. yeah, we, you know, we exchanged pleasantries and may have connected a couple of times after that. But, you know, yeah, that was the extent of my meeting her. I have not, you know, of course, she's gone on to great things. And, you know, I've always admired her work, of course.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, you know, when she covered the CIAA, when she was in Raleigh and whatnot, did you actually come across her then?
No. We met at COSIDA. You know, I met other people at the CIAA tournament, but I don't think we ever crossed paths at the CIAA. And I know that, you know, because ESPN used to send, and they probably still do send, you know, a group of folks down. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that's how, you know, the ESPN connection back then is how I met her.
Well, speaking of COSIDA, and she's getting her hair did. And I am static about being in presence on COSIDA. I think I have been back like 3 times over since I left 25 years ago. Tell everyone why I'm coming back to COSIDA this year.
Well, you're coming to COSIDA to support me in Las Vegas next week because I'm going to be receiving the Mary Jo Haverbeck Trailblazer Award next Wednesday. You know, and it's really, really a great thing for me, of course, for you to be there and so many others who have congratulated me since it went down. You know, first of all, I've never been to Vegas before. I've put it off for years, and it's funny that I'm finally going to make it out there and be awarded at the same time. So that's why you will be joining us in Vegas next week.
And tell everybody about what the award is, and because from a person who went to her first COSIDA 30 years ago and only saw two black women, you are now listening to the person who was the very first black woman on the board of COSIDA.
Yeah, I forgot that part, didn't I?
Yes,
I really,
you.
I left that out. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I really forgot. Yes, I was. That's one of the reasons I think I'm being honored. But, yeah, that would be the most significant thing. I remember when I did that, I finished off a term of 2 years, and then I did somebody else had departed, and then I did they renewed me for 3 years. So I actually was on the board for 5 years, and I remember the great Bill Hamilton at the time when I first got up there said to me, I believe you're the first black woman to serve on the board. I don't think we've had one before. So I was just like, you know, it really didn't dawn on me at that time, like what he was talking about. Because, you know, when you're in the throes of everything, you really don't always recognize mm-hmm. What's moving around you. But from that, and I think it's really hit home over these past couple of months, that from the people that have sent well wishes and congratulations, and with I just think it's so much full circle because I'm no longer in the business, but to come back and be awarded by, you know, your peers and people recognize your contributions and all those things. And to hear somebody like Jess Cole, God bless her, who's going to be the first black woman to serve as the president of COSIDA, she'll officially take the reins when we get there in Vegas, to hear her say when she first started attending COSIDA that she looked to the front of the room and saw me up there, and that somehow had some type of impact on her. Like, that just blew my mind because I've never looked at myself as anybody who was blazing any type of trail. I was just doing what was presented in front of me and was happy to be doing it. But just to hear how people view that and how it inspired them, like, you don't know you're blazing the trail. You're just out there doing the job, and this is something I was always, you know, glad to do while I was in it. So it's really surreal. It's really going to be fun. I'm looking forward to next week. And that's pretty much it.
Wow. Well, yeah. Can you tell everyone how you got into it? You don't have to talk about me per se. Just talk about...
Well, but there's no way I can tell about my professional journey without starting with you. I met Ms. Smith when I was a freshman at St. Paul's College in Lawrenceville, Virginia, back in 1994. I did not know there was such a career as a sports information director. I just showed up. A couple of people said, well, you need to go talk with her, because I did, like, you know, managing in high school and stuff like that. It was like, well, you need to go talk to, you know, what your name was at the time. You need to go speak. You need to go, you know, get with her. And I was like, okay. So I met you, and pretty much the rest was history, because you just kind of showed me the reins of the business. You worked with me, hooked me up with some other good mentors, and, you know, me just being a worker, it just kind of clicked with me. Just being a worker and loving sports and loving travel, it just all came together for me. So I was at St. Paul's, which, you know, was my alma mater for 2 years. I spent 15 years at Elizabeth City State University, had a lot of success there. Took a year off, worked at Albany State, which was a wonderful experience, but I was only there for a year. But basically I put 18 years into the business, and it was like pretty much I birthed and graduated a child 18 years, and, you know, now I rode off into the sunset a little bit, you know, figuring out this next stage of my life. But that's kind of how things went for me. It was a wonderful time, and like I said, I'm glad to be revisiting all of these memories, and people that I really haven't seen a lot of, you know, for maybe like 5 years or so, or four of the past 5 years, or five of the last six, whatever it is, you know, since I stepped away. So looking forward to it, and extremely humbled, because one of the first people. It's so weird that you got me on this podcast, because I was thinking about this the other day. I won't be able to give any type of speech next week because of just time constraints. But mm-hmm. I know that, you know, it was just going through my mind that my very first COSIDA, because this links back to you too. I remember you telling me, when you go, don't just sit around the people you know. Don't just hang out with the CIAA people. Find yourself a table of strangers. Sit down, introduce yourself, network, do this, do that. So I remember going there and feeling so intimidated, so small, kind of just trying to do my own thing, going to the, you know, to the different seminars and everything. And as I'm going, I believe, to one of the award ceremonies, I was going up this long escalator. It was in St. Louis. Forget what hotel, but going up the escalator, and I looked, I don't know, I was kind of in my own head, and I heard this voice say to me, and who might you be? This woman turned around, and she just started talking to me on the escalator, and I said, well, I'm April, and April, what do you do? I'm a sports information director at St. Paul's College. That is so wonderful. I'm so glad that you're here. Well, are you headed to the award ceremony? I said, yeah. Just say, well, come on. I'm going to sit you at a table with some people, and, you know, that's it. So this woman sat me down with Sue Edson from Syracuse and some other people, and, you know, I was just talking and whatnot. So later on, this same woman receives the Trailblazer Award, and the woman that I met on the escalator, who never introduced herself at that moment, I learned was Mary Jo Haberbeck. That is how my first interaction with her, and she happened to be Sue Edson's mentor and everybody's mentor. I mean, anybody who knew her and loved her understood that she was a mentor and a lover of people. So I remember her accepting the Trailblazer Award that day and then coming down off of the dais, and when she walked back to her seat, which wasn't at the table where I was. When she walked back to her seat, she bent down and she said in my left ear, you're next. So this next week is really going to be just special, thinking about her. And the fact that it's named after her, it's a nice little bow on the end of my career, really.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I'm trying not to cry. I'm just so...
Yeah, we're all trying not to cry. Maybe it's good I don't have to give a speech next week, so we won't even have to deal with the tears and stuff. But it's cool. You know, I'm really at peace. I'm at a good place in my life, just, you know, reevaluating and taking care of family, figuring my stuff out. And like I said, it's like I put 18 years of good work in, and, you know, it kind of gets a nice stamp on it with the Seaman Award that's named after her. So that's pretty much my story in a short nutshell.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I'm proud of you. You've been doing your thing for a while now. It's okay for me to be proud of you, too. You've been doing great work. No, you've been doing great work just, you know, highlighting and spotlighting all of these wonderful people who are out here doing such wonderful jobs, very diverse across all types of platforms. So, you know, let me take this opportunity to just thank you for continuing to do good work. Because we definitely need more of that.
Love you, girl, from the bottom of my heart.
I love you, too. I appreciate you. Of course, like I said, you could call me and put me on a podcast when I'm sitting in a salon getting my hair done, and I hope the owner will forgive me for sitting up here talking to the top of people. But, yeah.
Give her a shout-out. Tell everybody where you are, so then she'll feel
okay.
Like she got advertisement.
Okay, I'm at the Braid Lounge. We're on Virginia Beach Boulevard. We're in Virginia Beach. I've been going to her, I know, for at least well over a decade. The owner, her name is Laudia A. They do good work. So they're on Instagram and all those other good places. So, they do wonderful, wonderful hair, braids, locks, everything you think about. Just look them up. The Braid Lounge in Virginia Beach.
Outstanding. I got my hair done for you yesterday. And I'm sitting up here with hair rollers on because I got to make sure I look good for the apricot moment. So proud of you.
Well,
we out of time.
I'm just
love you, girl.
Okay. I love you, too. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Yes. And Jamla Harrison, you know Jamla's daddy, Eddie Bland. Jamla is the Indian child. I got one happy family.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, yeah, I remember her. I don't think I ever met her, but I know of her, yes. And, of course, I remember Mr. Bland.
Oh, you have not RSVP'd for the reception on Monday. Just let you know, Monday, 7 p.m., you need to go to www.significanceinathletics.com so I can tell you what unit to come to so we can celebrate you again, okay?
Okay. We'll try our best. I'll talk to you offline about that. I have a couple of other things going on, but
I'll be there all night. Don't have to be there at 7. You can be there at 10. It don't make a difference. Okay?
Okay. All right. We'll talk
all
later.
Right.
I appreciate you. Have a good one.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Jamla.
All right.
Thank you, April. Thank you, Jamla, for Refined Solutions. Join us next Wednesday for a replay that will not be live, okay? For all updates and show guests, follow us on Facebook, A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, and have a significant rest of the day.